Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus of Imroni Marasi Shiichyu. Venishmas Maras Esther Vasu Shmuel. Schanabatsimus Matat Atachanabatsimus Zer, Zan Zushaban Yosef. Reb Shmuel Pinchas Ben Yaakov Tzvi. Rufuas Ben Baruch Ben Miriam. Yochevet Fege Bas Michal Vespasia. Chanagitl Bas. We are continuing B'Siyata D'Shmaya, our phenomenal series, the topic of Shviz Shabbos in the Parsha, based on the Torah of Mori V'Rabbi, Rav Adari Zichrono Livracha. The life of Avram Avinu in his earlier tkufa is shrouded in mystery. Parashat Chayav shel Avram b'tkufato harishona lota ba'arafel hamikra'i. In the first 75 years, we almost hear nothing about the life of Avram Avinu, and Chazal filled in some of the missing gaps and the Mefarshim. Also in the Rambam at the beginning of Chasvot Hazar, Ramban, Yud Beis, Beis, and Bereishis, and Sefer Yunim, and Sefer Bereishis on page 85, Sfasemes and Parashas Lech Lecha, and Tafrei Samach Dalid, and the Beis Yisrael on page 54. Chazal Dash in the Perek Kuf Yud and Tehillim, and found Remazim to what the Torah didn't tell us. So in Rashi and the Ibn Ezra on Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud, Regam Das Mikra, on page Shin Chof Ches. So it says there in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Yud, Pasuk Gimel, as follows. First it says, Pesukim Aleph and Beis, L'David Mizmor Noam Hashem, L'Adoni Shev Limina, Rashi Tzayvecha, L'Adon Melagrecha, Mate Uzcha Yishlach, Hashem Mitzion, R'dei Bekerv Oivecha, Amcha Nidavo Yisbiyom Chilecha, B'cha Adrei Kodesh, Merecha Mishchar, L'cha, Tal Yaldu Secha. For you, your youth is like dew. So what does this mean? Says the Ibn Ezra Kipshuto. Lecha nishar leach yaldu secha. Dima lecha shehu beguf kital. To you remains the moisture of your youth, of David of Psalm, the word of Hashem to my master, wait for my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool at your feet. The staff of your might, Hashem will send from Sion, rule in the midst of your enemies. Your people will volunteer on the day of your host, because the beauty of holiness where you fell from the womb. For you, your youth is like dew. So what does it mean, youth is like dew? That's when you're young, you have Dima Halecha Shubaguf Kital. The moisture in the body is like dew. So therefore, it says that when you were young, you remain moist, you remain filled with freshness. That's how the Ibn Ezra explains this pasuk of these words, L'cha tal yaldu secha. For you, your youth is like dew, that you remain young. You remain fresh. That even when you're older, you still maintain the leach, the moisture of your youth. And the Medrash explains, Lefi Shayavar, Mevinu Mispachet Ve'oimel, Toimah Sheyesh B'yad Yav, Shisyev Razor, Kol Shenu Malalu, Amalai Karash Baruch Hu, Lecha Tal Yal Dusecha, Ma Tal Ze Poireach, Af Avanisecha Porchim. But Avraham Avinu was afraid. And he said, maybe I have sin from the years I was over Avodah Zarah all those years. So Hashem says to him, L'cha tal yaldusecha, just like this tal, this dew, flies away, it flies, so too your sins are going to fly away. So on this comparison to tal, the Mefarshi HaMedrash or Oimed, see also in the parish of Refersh, and that's Mikra Shin Chavav. The Shem Yishmuel, when he explains this dimui to tal, relies on his father, the Avnei Nezer, explaining the Gemara. Knesi Yisrael Shala Shalai Kahagin. V'kadosh Baruch Hu Yeshiva Kahagin. V'neida v'nirdefa l'da'as is Hashem. V'yavo k'geshem lanu. Amala kadosh Baruch Hu biti atshuel esdavr shepon mizbakish pon einu mizbakish. Aval ani elecha dover mizbakish shalom shenem re'eya k'tal Yisrael. That the Jewish people asked inappropriately. And Hashem answered appropriately. The Jewish people asked for rain, and Hashem said, you're asking for some of the sins you need, some you don't need. I'm going to be for you. I'm not going to be for you like rain, that you want me to be like rain for you. I'm going to be for you like dew, because dew is always needed. And that's what the Pasuk says, Eya ketal Yisrael. So Yisrael said Kigeshem because the Geshem moistens the land and remains in the land. And Hashem says, this is what the Shem Yishmuel is saying in the name of his father, that if so, it's not going to be because of themselves. Rather, it's going to be like Tal. It's just like Tal is Me'oirer, arouses the internal moisture of the grass and then goes away. So to the Jewish people, they have a koach atzmi, and you just have to be ma'ore this koach. So in other words, rain is something purely external, says the Shem Yishmuel. But dew is something that brings out the lachus atzmis. It brings out what's already in that vegetation, and then it goes away. But it's bringing out what's already in them. So the Jewish people have this koach atzmi. We already have a koach. And Hashem is ma'or this koach. So it's not something just coming from the outside. It's something coming from the outside to arouse, to awaken what's inside. So based on this, says the Shem Yishmuel, this is Zebrachus, page Peivav, see also in Bamidbar on page Nun, Dvarim on page Resh Mem. Avraham Avinu, ma sheba la'avodat Hashem Yitbarach, haya ha'idei she'avad avodah zarah mikodem. Avraham Avinu, he came to avoid this Hashem by serving idols earlier. V'hilgish al yidei zeh she'in ba mamash. And he felt that the idols are nonsense. Im kein zeh atzmo orereyu ve'hivyo lidavek b'Hashem yitbarach b'koach atzmi sheba. And if so, this avodah zarah brought Avraham, paradoxically, to serve Hashem, to cling to Hashem with his own koach. Im kein shapir she'ach ha'mashal etzlo etal poreach she'me'orer et halachut ha'atzmit shel ha'asavim k'mo kein ha'avonot ha'kodmim shelo oreru et kochotav ha'atzmiim hi ha'nekuda ha'pnimit she'belibo ad she'nitkarev v'nedbak b'Hashem yitbarach. So the mashal is a good mashal. Tal is me'orer the lachus atzmis of the asavim. So to his earlier sins our me'oirer is kochos ha'atzmim, his own kochos, the nekuda pnimis, until he was miskarev to Hashem. So that's the idea of tal. Tal brings out the lachos atzmis, so to l'cho tal yaldu secha. And that's the medrash. Ma tal zeh parech afon ha'secha parchim. Meaning this tal arouses the internal moisture of the vegetation and then goes away. So to your sins arouse your internal desire, your nekuda pnimis, to return to me, and then your sins went away. So the sins are positive in a sense. This is the yachasut letal. Yispira lebal Hashem Yishmuel et yisod haneshama yitera b'shabbat. This explained to him the side of the neshama yisera on Shabbos. Af she'achar Shabbat mistaleket mimenu mikol makom inyana kmo atal. ומעוררת את הכוחות העצמיים שבאדם שיהיה ביכולתו לעבוד בהם את עבודתו, עבודת הקודש, כל ששת ימי המעשה. Even though after Shabbos, the Neshama Yisera leaves the person, nevertheless, the Inyan is like Tal. It's Ma'ir, the Koichos Ha'atzmim, that we can serve Hashem through them all the 6 days of Maisa. In other words, we have this Neshama Yisera, it goes away, but it doesn't, it's not that it didn't leave a roshim, it didn't leave an impact. Of course it did. Now, it aroused the person that even though the Neshama Yisera is not there anymore, to serve the Avodas HaKodesh all 6 days of Maisa. So now we can say, what's our theme? We are talking about Shemitah and the Parashim. So Svasema says, Amar di Kazach, and this is discussed, hopefully we'll have a shir on this, that there's an Isham Yisera for the land. There's a Chidush No'az, that there's an Isham Yisera for the earth during the 6 years of Shemitah. V'shav so ha'oretz Shabbos l'Hashem. Armu Chazal, this is Svasema's Vikra, page 203. כשם שנאמר בשבת בראשית, כמו דשבת עדות בינו ובין בני ישראל, ויורד בו נשמה יתרה, והוא זכר ליציאת מצרים, שנעשו בני חורין ויכולים לקבל נשמה יתרה, שהיא בחינת נחלה בלי מצרים, כמו כן ארץ ישראל נקראת נחלה בלי מצרים, ובשמיטה מקבל את הארץ בחינת נשמה יתרה. ושמיטה, עדות על ארץ ישראל, שנעשתה נחלת השם, ועל זה נאמר אשריך ארץ שמלכך בן חורין. That Shabbos Bereishis has a Neshama Yisera, it's an Achal Abeli Mitzarim. Shemitah has a Neshama Yisera. Eretz Yisrael is also called an Achal Abeli Mitzarim, this unlimited inheritance. In Shemitah, just like on Shabbos, the earth gets a Neshama Yisera. מסתבר שמידתה כמידת נשמת השבת המסתלקת עם חלוף השבת. So it's going to be just like there's a Neshama Yisera on Shabbos, there's a Neshama Yisera on Shemitah, and just like when the Neshama Yisera of Shabbos leaves, it leaves an impact. The impact is felt even afterwards. So to Shemitah. אלא שסילוק זה מידת הטל נוהגת בה, ואין הוא פורח ועולה, אלא רק לאחר שעורר והחיה את כוחות הילדות הגנוזים בנשמת האדם היסודית. But this siluk has mid of tal, that it doesn't go away until after it was me'orer, it was mechaye, brought to life, the kochos hayaldus that were encapsulated in the soul of man. L'cha tal yaldusecha. To you is the dew of your youth. It arouses the kochos of yaldus. The ra'ananut, the freshness. Like we saw earlier. Avraham Avinu was afraid, maybe I have a sin for serving Avodah Zarah. Lo, l'cha tal yaldusecha. Just like this tal is perech, so to you. And we saw the Shem Yishmuel, that the tal brings out the moisture, the internal moisture. So to the Avodah Zarah brought you to Hashem. So you have nothing to worry about. And that's exactly what happens on Motzei Shabbos. On Motzei Shabbos, even though the Neshama Yisera leaves, but it's like the Tal, that it brings out the Kedusha of the 7 days, or for the next 6 days. It brings out the Kedusha that you can serve Avodas HaKodesh. התעוררות זו, במיוחד בשבתות השנה השביעית, היא שאמורה להעניק משמעות חדשה, חיות חדשה, לתולדות המעשים בששת שנות העבודה הבאות. כמו שאומרים בתפילת הטל, אות ילדות טל להגן לתולדות. נפלא מאוד. This is Cyrus, especially in the Shabbos of the seventh year, is going to give new meaning, new chiyus, to what comes the next 6 years. And that's what it means. Oh, there's a sign, ot yaldut tal, that there's a sign of the youth is the dew, lagen letoladot, it shields the descendants, meaning the next 6 days, the tal brings out the good in the next 6 days. We have the tal of the seventh year, the dew, the neshama yisera of the seventh year, and according to the Shem Yishmul, that brings out our pnimius, just like it brought out the pnimius of Avram Avinu. So it brings, there's a unique feeling during the Shabbos of Shviyas that we have on Shabbos in Neshama Yisera and Shviyas in Neshama Yisera, and that's going to bring to an added avoda during the next 6 years after Shviyas. So here we have a quite original, some parashas, it's easy to connect to Shemitah. This one was a little bit more challenging, but with the help of the Shem Yishmuel, we found a beautifully original and inspiring and uplifting idea to help us understand the kesher between the tal of Shabbos and Shviyas, how Shabbos keeps us for the next 6 days, Shviyas keeps us for the next 6 years, just like the tal brings out Lachus ha'atzmis shebisaycha adam, this internal moisture, as it did to Avram Avinu. Thank you so much for listening, and hopefully we will have the shiur, hopefully on the Neshama Yisera of Shemitah, and a lot more in Yanam to discuss, so please stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.